Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Maseches Menachos, Daf Samech Dalin. We're starting the sixth parak and Daf Samech Gimel Mebeis the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Hayiba B'Shabbos Mishalish Son, U'Bechol Mechamesh Son. The carbon Omer, a carbon that was brought the second day of Pesach from Seirim, from barley, and the carbon was done, like most menachos, with a yisarin. And yisarin is 3/10 of a saw, but they used to cut 3 saw of barley on Shabbos, according to Bishmol, and 5 saw of barley b'chayil, in order to make the yisarin, because they have to sift it out after they do all the malachis. By the time it's all sifted out and they got the fine barley flour that they wanted, it would take 5 saw b'chayil. And at Shabbos, they would do less. They wouldn't cut the full 5 saw that do b'chayil. They would do less because you're able to do it from 3 saw, like the Gemara is going to explain. V'chacham meimim, and the Chacham say, echad Shabbos v'echad chayil mishalish. That there was no difference between how much they use in Shabbos and chayil. They used 3 saw. And the Gemara says, bishleim rabbanan, k'savri yisar mufcha mishalish yisar nasi, loish nachayil, loish nebishabbos. The Rabbanu, we understand, you could get a real good flour. If you want any sarin of very good barley flour, you have to start with 3 sarin of barley, and you could process it, and you'll end up with 1 sarin of good barley flour. Say, so do that b'chayil, do it on Shabbos. El b'shmol, my kesaver. What is the old? The kesaver, yisarin mufchul yasel mechamesh. If he holds that you need, in order to get a good barley, to get good flour, you need 5 sons, Afilu b'Shabbos Nami, because you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos even to get the Mufcher flour. And Imi Shalash Asi, and if you could do it from 3, Safilu b'Chal Nami, why would, on the weekdays, why would they do it with 5? So Rav answers, Kasavir b'Shmol Yisarin Mufcher b'Loy Tircha Asi Mechamish. A good Yisarin, if you don't work so hard, so then it takes 5 sons to do it. But if you work hard, Rashi says you sift it again and again, you will be able to get a mufchar even from 3 saw. So b'chayil, why not take 5? The Gemara says the hachi shvicha milsa, but b'shabbos mutiv shiyarba b'malacha achas bar kada val yarba b'malachas harbe. On Shabbos you have a choice. Either you could cut 5 sarin, but then you'll be doing a lot of malachas. You'll be doing tzira on more sarin, you'll be doing tchina on more sarin, you'll be doing bayir on more sarin, and you'll be doing akada on more sarin. All the different malachas you'll be doing with more. Masha'enkein, if you do 3 sarin, you'll be doing more hakada, but that's only 1 malacha. Better to do 1 malacha more than to do a number of other malachas. So Rashi says, the hachi shvicha milsa, Rashi says, kach meshubach hadavar, da'avi yisarin mufcha tfei. Rashi says that when you use 5, and you do more malachas, you end up with a better yisarin. It's a yisarin mufcha tfei. Shein mamsi mikol sal, ma'at oisisel zdak hayetze rishay. Because from each soy, you're going to get only a little bit, the best flour that comes out at first. So the achreinim, a little bothered with this Rashi, the Rashash and the Sasemis, if it's indeed better, the Gemara before was mashma, that in order to get any Yisarin Mufcha, you need 5. So on Shabbos also you would use 5. If you're going to get a better Yisarin, so then you're allowed to be Deicha Shabbos to get a better Yisarin. Elamai, you're going to tell me it depends. If it's Mufcha, if it's not mufcher b'chlal, so that you mechal Shabbos to get mufcher. But to get, if it's more mufcher, it's a better eichus. To get grade A, you mechal Shabbos to get grade A. But to get AA, the best of the grade A, that you're not mechal Shabbos. So Eibazai, the Gemara didn't have to go through this whole cheshbon of b'tircha asim yishalash v'chuli. The Gemara could have just said that 5 you'll get mufcher and a mufcher, and 3 you just get mufcher, and if Shmuel holds, you're not mechal Shabbos to get mufcher and a mufcher. Which they brought a Yishalmi that says that's a pshat in Shmuel, but the Bavli doesn't hold that way. Pashtus, and this other chayim learned, the hachi shvicha milsim means that even though you could be a little stingy and cut only 3 sarin and then work hard and get the yisarin mufka that you want, But hachi shvicha milsa, you go with the bread kind of in and makam ashiris, and you cut more, and even though it's not considered wasteful, because that's hachi shvicha tvei, it's better, I'll say in and makam ashiris, to be bread, and not have to work so hard. So meilo oibazai, either way you're coming out with the same yisarein, but b'chayel, it's better to just cut b'ravchus, so you'll come out with the yisarein without so much tircha. Mashenkein b'shabbos, you don't need to cut so much. You're going to have to do more harkada. You'll have to do more than malacha of sifting. But the Torah says, the malacha of sifting is only one malacha. You'll do that more. Better do that than to do more malachas of all these malachas of ksira, and disha, and trina, and bayrin, v'chuli. Now the Karenari is ma'ir, that if you, at this point in the Gemara, it doesn't yet say what's b'shat in the Rabbanan. Forget, the Rabbanan don't argue b'shabbos. Rabbanan, I agree with your b'shmol that on Shabbos, they're both with three. So it sounds like the whole machlekes Rabbanan and your b'shmol is b'chayl. Now like the Gemara says, Rabbanan hold the sarin mufcha b'shleisha son karsi, and your b'shmol holds no. In order to get a sarin mufcha without tircha, you need five. So there doesn't seem to be any machlokes about the inyan of Dechiyas Shabbos between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Abanan, that they both hold that you do three. And the Shaila is Bechayel. Rabbi Shmuel says that in order to get it, Yisrael Mufka Bechayel, you want to get it without Tircha, so use five. And the Rabbi Abanan say, no, you can get a Yisrael Mufka with three. But the Gemara later is Mavur that there is a machlokes Lagabe Shabbos. Because when the Gemara wanted to say that the wanted to shtel tzu this machlekes of Shmuel and Rabbanan with other machlekes in. So the Gemara Mashal says that Rabbi said to Shmuel, Shmuel b'nai shebecha b'recha amr davar echad. The Shmuel here that holds that you're not machal on Shabbos to do five when you could get away with three. He also said to Shmuel b'nai shebecha b'recha that holds that when you finish the shchitas ha-pesach and you do the hefshit, you skin the pesach in order to get out the emirim. So the Rabbanan hold you could skin the entire Pesach on Shabbos, and the Shmuel b'nei shebecha b'recha hold that no, you can only skin until the Chazem, to get out the Emrim, you can't skin more. So that's the same idea that on Shabbos you don't do more malacha than necessary. So the Gemara said, no, maybe ad kan lekamer Shmuel b'nei shebecha b'recha hasam l'savad leitzarech gavaya. The Shmuel b'nei shebecha b'recha hold dafka there by skinning the Pesach, you don't skin more than necessary because you already finished the tzarech gavaya. You already brought the carbon Pesach, you did the Zrikas Adam, you did the Akhtaros Emrim, you did everything you're going to do today. To skinning it would be completely unnecessary for the Tzarech Havaya. Avel Hachad Leis, Avel Tzarech Havaya. Here you have to cut the barley in order to bring the carbon Emrim, and it wasn't yet done the Tzarech Havaya. But Tzarech Lechulei Shabbos, and if we have to anyway cut barley, say the Karabanan Sriulei, maybe holds the Rabbanan that you could cut more barley. But l'chayr it's a pella. The Rabbanan never said you could cut more barley. What's the aim of Karabanan Svirlei? The Gemara is mavur that Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan are arguing, could you be Mechal Shabbos more or not? But the Rabbanan never said you could Mechal Shabbos more. The Rabbanan hold that Shabbos and Chol, you both do three. And the same thing with the next Gemara. When the Gemara wanted to shtel tzu Rabbi Shmuel with the Chinis Kanakayinim, that says that on Shabbos you only do one magal, one kupa, that even though on chayil you do three magalas, three kupa, but on Shabbos you only do one magal and one kupa. So he wanted to say, see, you're not mechal on Shabbos more than necessary. So mechinis kanakayinim holds it b'shmol. So he says, no, maybe mechinis kanakayinim only holds it there, because there's no reason to do more. There's not going to add to the tzarech gavay if you do more. Ashenkin here, karabanan sirulei. So you see again that the Rabbanan hold you could do more Chil and Shabbos, but where do you see that? So Rabbi Elazar Meisha, in his Sefer Ayel Meisha, and the Sfas Emes also says Mamish Keinze, that Metzias, that if you do a lot of Tircha, you can get an Yisarim Mufcha with less, but if you do less Tircha, then you need more to get the Yisarim Mufcha. That's a Metzias. It's not Mestarbit, there's any Machlekes about that Metzias. Now, what is the machlekes? The two machlekes in. If the Rabbanan say that b'chayil, you need three sum, not five sum, so the pshat is that the Rabbanan old b'chayil without so much tircha, you could do it with three sum. Why would they argue in Rabbi Shmuel and say that you should dafka be matriach more? not Mistabra. Mistabra, that machlokes, if you could get an Isarin Mufchar with 3 son, or you need 5 son, means without so much tircha. Oh, so the shaila is in the echos of an Isarin Mufchar. Rabbi Shmuel holds you need more Mufchar, and his Mufchar without tircha needs 5 son. And then one would say, no, it's Mufchar Genug with 3 son, but also without tircha. So to get to that darga of Mufchar Meshadis, Avada coined to the Rabbani, you could do it in less than 3 son. The Gemara is naming on that they're not arguing if you should cut more sun in order to get to a mufka without so much tircha b'chel. It's not a mistabedik a machlekes. What would be the source of machlekes in that? The machlekes is what you need for mufka. Rabbi Shmuel has a higher standard of mufka, and for him, without tircha, you need 5 sun. They have one of a lower standard of mufka. For them, without tircha, you need 3 sun. Ah, so oiba zoi, so avada on Shabbos, Mislam with 2 son ukadaima, you could get the same standard if you metriach more. And the Rabbanan say you don't have to. Elamai, there are Rabbanan hold that you could be mechal Shabbos with more malachas in order to get the mufcha that you want. Even without the tircha. So it is a machlekes lagabe Shabbos, how much is Shabbos mutter? Rabbi Shmuel says that since lamaisa you'll just do more tircha, you'll get the yisara mufcha. So mele do less ksira. The Rabbanan say not necessary. Whatever you do b'chayil, that's the way you cut the aymer, that's what you need, that's how you get the yisar and mufcha b'chayil. So do that on Shabbos also, because Shabbos is hutra for the avodas aymer. Now the Karenari Red Zeis, an important nekuda, this shaila, this machlokes l'mashal, the Rabban and Rabbi Shmuel, if you could cut more sa'irim to do the aymer the way you do it b'chayil with less tircha, well no, you have to cut the minimum amount, you have to minimize it, even though you'll have to have more tircha, but you'll be mamayin chil Shabbos because there'll be fewer malachas. Is that a deraisa dika machlekes or derabana dika machlekes? Are they arguing me deraisa? Are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos and cut more sa'irim than you would otherwise during the week? Because that's also called the tzarech ha'imer, or since it's not absolutely necessary, it's not called tzarech ha'imer. Or is that midiraisa? Everyone's maskim, you could do the same thing you do during the week. The shalos mean they're abundant. They're abundant with geyser. They're abundant wanted you to do a minimum of chil Shabbos. So the first thing the Gemara shteltsu, the question if you could skin the carbon Pesach, once you skinned it till the chazah to get out the emirim, could you continue skinning it? And the Gemara says the reason why they're abundant amekel is because of bezayin kachim, and the reason why you could be machme there more than here is because it's avid sarach kavaya. This you can hear are the Reisadik Svaris, even the Svar of Bezayin Kachim. Karenari doesn't read this ice, he just doesn't shtelzach over there. He doesn't bring a raif in that part of the Gemara, so I'm assuming that this part of the Gemara you could say it's the Reisadik Svaris, because the Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, including the Akhtaris Emirim, even though you could do that at night, but Gemara says Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And the question is that Nichlal in the Heter for the Chil Shabbos for the Pesach, not to have the kachim being b'zayin. Maybe that's also nichl on that. It's understood that Avada the Torah doesn't want that the kachim should be mushlach k'nevela. So Avada the Torah means that Avada the entire thing is going to be skinned. They shouldn't stay with the skin on k'nevela till the night. Or no, since this is Avad Sarah Chavaya, so Mamela, you don't have that svar. That doesn't go right in the heter. And similar Shaili Kekler, if he also goes right in the heter, because you could be matriach, there's nothing wrong. Or maybe since l'maisi you're doing the tzarek of vayalian day, all the malachas you're doing, so you're not mechuyev to be matriach. But the next gemara with the fact that you could use the gimel kubis and the gimel magalis, even though it's muchil shabbos for pesume milsa, that the Karenari says is avada not a deraisa dikasvar. Avada mi deraisa, if there was an issa deraisa to do more chil Shabbos than necessary, and hayos you could do it with 1 magal and 1 kupa, so doing it with 3 magalos and 3 kupas, that's adding chil Shabbos would be an issa deraisa, that there's no way the Rabbanu will be able to be matta that chil Shabbos for pesume milsa. So the fact that the Gemara brings in pesume milsa, that the Karen Ayer says is a raya brura, that the whole Gemara is the Rabbanu. The whole discussion here is a din derabbanan. So mail the shaila is how much would derabbanan machmir? The Gemara thought it was a very general shaila. Is there a takanas chacham to minimize the chil Shabbos as much as possible, even when you're doing avodas karbanis? And then the Gemara goes into svaris. No, you could argue. You could say sometimes yes and sometimes no. Bizayin kachim is a svara. It's avod tzarek kavayin is a svara. Pesume milsa is a svara. And if without pesume milsa, there's absolutely no reason to do three here. It's exactly the same process one and three. So it's a chil Shabbos with totally no reason. That's a svara. So the Karenara, who would in the next Gemara? The Gemara wants to shtel it to the Machloikis Tanoim, Rabbi Yosi, and the Tanakama. The question is, if let's say we know that Edom that see the moon could come on Shabbos to Bezdin to Michal Shabbos in order to get the Rishchaydis straight, it says Umay Adam, so Mela, it's Deicha Shabbos to get the Rishchaydis on the correct date. So the question is, if it's Nira Ba'olul, everyone could see the moon, so, Rabbi Yosi says you're not Mechal Shabbos because you're not necessary. Though the other Edom for sure. And the Rabbanan say, no, either way you're Mechal Shabbos. And the Gemara says it's not a Raya because there's a Svar of Machshilim Lasud Lavoi. If you're going to tell them, don't come when it's obvious. So anytime they see the moon, they'll say, 1 second, maybe other people see the moon. I don't know if I'm the only one seeing the moon and they won't come. They'll be afraid that they'll come and people will say, no, there was no reason to come. The moon is obvious, so even if it wasn't so obvious, but they won't be able to make the judgment correctly, v'nim s'machshil masul lavei. Hazad the Kainar of Aishes, that's also a surah derabbanim, because again, it's not, that I don't think held it was muchach, but since it's anyway muchach from the Pesume Mulsa svarim, which is definitely a derabbanim dikas svarim, there's no din deraisa that makes the chiluk because he's trying to mefarse the milsa. So, Machshil Maslavi also said is Mistabra Darabanan Dikasvara, because, hey, yes, this particular month, there's absolutely no reason for you to come. So to come anyway, because Machshil Maslavi, because of another month, that's not a Darais Dikasvara, that's a Darabanan Dikasvara. So, over there, you're gonna have to say that Midairaisa, it's Mutta no matter what. So he's a little bothered. What's the pshat in that? Lachaya, if it's Nira Ba'olul, and we don't need your edus, what's the head to mean the raisa to come? So he says it has to be that this din that we say, b'mayadam, which teaches you that the din of edus achaydish is deicha Shabbos, is a pshat that it's a head to for anyone who sees the moon. It doesn't matter if there is someone going to come, if there's not someone's going to come. If you saw the moon, you have a heter. And you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, even if you know other people are going to come. And he says, that's a pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Gimel, Luchas Kiddush HaChaydish, Halacha Gimel says, let's say one person saw the moon. So he says he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to come to Bezdin, even though he's not going to be able to marry the Chidi, because maybe there's somebody else there. So they ask the Kasha by Mila, the Halacha is, that if there's a Suffolk, a baby was born by Neshmashetz, is a Suffolk, if this is considered the eighth day, or maybe yesterday was the eighth day. So you're not Mechal Shabbos. So how come by Kiddush HaChaydish you're allowed to come to Bezdin? Because a Suffolk, maybe there'll be someone else. But on a Suffolk mitzvah, you're not Mechal Shabbos. I see that by Mila. So what's the Shabbat Kiddush HaChaydish that Erechot could come? Well, the Chemishnah already asked his kasha. As Dr. Karen Aaron, the pshat is you have to say that even if no Edom are going to come, not a Suffolk, that's the mitzvah. There is a halacha that anyone who saw the moon has a hetter Mechal Shabbos, whether you need him, you don't need him, he could say this, he can't say this, has a hetter to come to Bezdin to say that he saw the moon. That is the hetter. So it's not a Suffolk. I mean, the Raisin is a hetter because the Raisin, he saw the moon, he could go to Bezdin. So who would do my Nira Ba'olul? He has a hetter, I mean, the Raisin is Mechal Shabbos, and the whole Machlek is only by the Rabbanan. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Itmar, let's say they were supposed to bring one chatas, and they instead shechted two. Tais says, who did an oila? But normally, you bring more than one oila. But a chatas, b'derech klal, most of the times when you bring a chatas at tzibah, you bring one. Every Rosh Chodesh, you bring a chatas. Every day on Pesach and Sukkot, you bring a chatas. On Shavuos, you actually bring two chatas in Rosh Hashanah also, because you bring a chatas of Rosh Chodesh. But normally, you bring one chatas. So, you had to bring one chatas, and you shechted the second one. Omer Rabba, v'item Rabbi Ami, chayev al hashniyah, upater al harishayna. Rabba or Abami says, you chayiv for the second one, you potter for the first one, because when you shechted the first one, you're supposed to shecht it. And now you shechted the second one, you're not allowed to shecht the second one, because that's chil shamash l'tzeich, you already have the first one. Even if you ended up using the second one, it's still called chil shamash, because you weren't supposed to shecht the second one. And vafilu nimsis rishayna kechusha. Even if you find that the first one is shvach, so you would think there's a maila to shech the second one because you want a better animal. Like Rashi says that you have a din of akiveu no lepecha secha. You're not supposed to bring a shvach animal as a carbon. But still, even in that case, since lamaisi you shechted but the evid yates with it, you're chayiv on the shnia. So Namar asks, umiyam rabba hochi vam rabba, hoyu lefon of shtecha tois. Achas shmei nevachas kechusha, shachat shmei nevachas shachat kechusha chayiv, kechusha vachak shmei nepater. If let's say you have two animals, two chatois, one is shmeina, one is fat, one is shvach. So if you first shechted the fat one, so there's no mail of shechting the other one, you chayiv. But if you first shechted the shvach one, then you shechted the good one, so then you pater because you're supposed to shech the good one, v'layayin, ela sha'arvim lay, havei shmeina lechatchila v'shkait. Even if you already shechted a kusha and now you find the shmeina, so you should bring it, even though you yaitzah b'di'evid with the kusha. So that's a direct steer to the first meim of Rabba. So Moses is two terutzim. Yibayi say masami kusha mikamaisa. Yibayi say mahura biyami amra. Either in the first meim of Rabba, don't say afilu nimsa shmeina rishayin kusha. It's not true. Or the second one we said amra Rabba v'teim rabbi ami. So the first one is rabbi ami, and it's a machloikish rabbi ami and Rabba. The Rambam, in this prat, Lamaisa Paskins like Rabbah, that if you shechted the chatos and it's kechusha, and you find the shmeina, even though you yetzu with the kechusha, you still should bring the shmeina. We're talking about you weren't zerik the dam yet, kumuvan, if you're already zerik the dam and kechusha, there's no makam to bring another carbon, because you're ready with yetzu the carbon. The Torah says you weren't zerik the dam, so you could be yetzu with this carbon, you can be the schapa with the shnia, and that's the preferred option because it's a shmeina. And that's how the Rambam paskins, because according to one Lashon, everybody holds that way. You're taking out the kusha mikamaisa, and according to other Lashon, it's a machlekes Rambam and Rabbi Ami. So Mela, you paskin that's what you bring the shmeina. So in this etzim shaila, what exactly is the shaila if you should bring the shmeina if you already did the kusha? It sounds like the shaila is there a halacha that you could be mechal Shabbos because of the hiddur mitzvah? When you have a mitzvah, which is Deicha Shabbos, like Karbanis Tzibur, but now, to be Yetzir the Gufa mitzvah, you don't have to shech the second animal. You Yetzir with the first one. The only reason to shech the second animal is because of Hidda mitzvah. So the question is only the Gufa mitzvah Deicha Shabbos, or is Hidda mitzvah also Deicha Shabbos? As it would sound like the Shaila is, and Noibazai, the Halacha would be, as that Hidda mitzvah is also Deicha Shabbos. So the Shagis Aryeh in Simen Nun asks us as a kasha, there's a machlokes Rishonim in regard to Mila, and the Shagis Aryeh has a kasha in this Gemara on the Tur, which is also Shitas Rashi, and Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Beis and Shabbos, Lagabe Mila. The Gemara there says that if someone does a Mila, and he leaves over Tzitzim She'em Akvinus Mila, he leaves over some skin of the Arla, but not enough that it's ma'akiv the mila. So then the Gemara says, if he's pirish, if he already finished the mila, he already stopped the cutting, then he's not chayzer on the tzitzin she'ein ma'ak v'nes ha'mila. If he's loy pirish, if he's still in the middle of the cutting, so he could cut off even the tzitzin she'ein ma'ak v'nes ha'mila. That's what the Gemara says. And the Pashas HaSugya is mashma that the whole shayla is legabe Shabbos. Legabe on Shabbos, while you're doing the mila, so then you could continue cutting the tzitzim she'em akvinus mila as well. But once you stop doing the mila, you pirish. So then the shaila is, could you be mechal shabbos for the tzitzim she'em akvinus mila? But the Rambam in Hilchas Mila Perek Beis Halacha Daled learns up the Gemara even b'chayil. He says the Gemara is stam that when a person's doing a mila and he's still in the middle of cutting, so then he should cut also the tzitzim she'em akvinus ha'mila. But if he's already finished cutting, and he stopped the mila, and now he realizes that there are tzitzim she'em akvinus ha'mila, there's still some skin of the arlo, which is not ma'akiv, that's left, then he doesn't go back. So the Mepharshim discuss how he learns up the Gemara in Shabbos, that Lemaskanis HaGemara, that says that the Machlokes is, do we consider Piresh being a separate mitzvah, separate Aschala, or not? That's what the Gemara learns up the Machlokes, so that would apply, according to the Rambam, to Chayil as well. And the Rambam learns up the Maskanis HaGemara, the question is, when he's finished the mitzvah and he stops, is that cool, that's it, now the mitzvah's over, and now it's finished, and now he can't do Hidr anymore. That's good for the Pshat and the Gemara. So the Shai Gisayi says that our Gemara is a Raya to the Rambam and a Kash on the Tur and Rashi. Because the Rambam holds that the Shaila of the Gemara is, the Shaila by Pirish and not, is it considered a Hidr mitzvah altogether? And calls man is being Isaac in the mitzvah, it's called the Maisa mitzvah. So then there's a Din of Hidr. Beis Halevi we're going to speaks about this point. The Pshat is the Rambam holds. The Rambam is learning up the Gemara that way, that once you finish with the mitzvah, you're ready to mekayim the mitzvah, the mitzvah is finished, it's not shaykh the mahad of the mitzvah anymore. It's not shaykh hidr mitzvah. The mitzvah is finished already. It's not shaykh b'chlal the inyan of hidr mitzvah now. So that's the svara bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. So zog the shaykh say, but the Torah al-Karchach held that it was shaykh hidr mitzvah, even though you finish with the mitzvah smila, but you still can make a hidr. You still can make a hidr in the mitzvah smila by cutting off the tzitzim. So, why isn't it Deicha Shabbos? Elam, are you going to tell me? Because only the Gufa Mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos. If you eat for the Mitzvah, you're not Mechal Shabbos to make a Hidr Mitzvah. But Zog the Shagasai and Agamara state for Kert. Agamara, you shechted the Klusha. So you could be Yates in the Mitzvah without the Chil Shabbos of bringing the Shemena. And nevertheless, the din is you bring the Shemena. And you shech the Shemena and you do an extra Chil Shabbos and extra Shechita. Not for the purpose of filling the mitzvah, because the mitzvah you could be mekayim with the kusha, but for the purpose of hid the mitzvah. So, Ibazai, what's pshat in the halacha that by piresh, you're not chayzah for the tzitzim shem akvinas amila? You see, you are mechal shabbos for hid the mitzvah. So this gemara is a raya to the Rambam. It's a raya that the yisayid adava by piresh is, that's bechlal not shaykh hid the mitzvah now. You already ate to the mitzvah smila, you finished the mitzvah smila, cutting off the tzitzim shem akvinis amil is not called the hidden mitzvah b'chalal. So even b'chal you don't do it. Because imtim salayim b'chal you do it. That says you're going to have to tell me that there is a hidden mitzvah by cutting off the tzitzim shem akvin even though it's pirish. And what is the chiltim pirish and loy pirish lefi the Torah? That hidden mitzvah is not Deicha Shabbos. So by loy pirish, that's all part of the gufa mitzvah. Since your loy pirish is all considered the mice of the gufa mitzvah. And that's why it's called the Gufa Mitzvah Zdecha Shabbos. Mashenge by Pirish. It's not the Gufa Mitzvah anymore, even though it's Hidden Mitzvah. But Hidden Mitzvah is not Zdecha Shabbos. Aber Agamar says Hidden Mitzvah is Zdecha Shabbos. That's for the Shai Gisari and Simenon. So the Achreinim, the Pri Yitzchak and Chelek Aleph Simen Chavches, and the Rebino also says this in Simen Lamed, they say that it's not Daima. And the Teret seems to be like this. That ain't a chinami. The Torah holds that there is a hidden mitzvah even after you finish the mitzvah. You can make a hidden to the mitzvah. You finish the mitzvah smila, but now you're going to make a hidden in the mitzvah smila by cutting off the tzitz and shema akvin. But hidden mitzvah, if all you're doing is hidden mitzvah, that's not Deicha Shabbos. So how come in Agamara you bring the shmeina? The Teretz is, when you're shechting the shmeina, you're not just doing hidden mitzvah. You're doing the gufa mitzvah. That's what you're doing. You're doing the gufa mitzvah. You could be yaitzah the gufa mitzvah with the kusha. So that's what Agamara is saying. Even though you could be yaitzah the gufa mitzvah without doing the shechita, and you only need the shechita to do hidden mitzvah, but for hidden mitzvah also you can mechal Shabbos. But that's only a hidden mitzvah that you're doing together with the gufa mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah muhuderes. You're doing the gufa mitzvah with a better carbon. So that's the chiddush of Agamara, then it's Deicha Shabbos. But by Mila, the pshat is the gufa mitzvah, you're not doing it the hiddur. All you're doing is you're being mahadir the mitzvah after the kiyum mitzvah. So that's not Deicha Shabbos. But kids, it sounds like they're saying like this. There are Amma modes you can't do hiddur mitzvah after the kiyum mitzvah. And the Torah holds the chiddush that you could. You're being mekayim the mitzvah Mila with the Maisa Mila. And then you appearish, but now you can be mahad in the mitzvah. But thus state that a hidden mitzvah that's done after the kiyum mitzvah, that's not Deicha Shabbos. But in Agamara, the hidden mitzvah is done with the kiyum mitzvah. than a teretz is, but you could have had the key mitzvah without the schil shabbos. You wouldn't have had it with the hiddur. But now you're being mechal shabbos in order to do a hiddur mitzvah with the key mitzvah. That is the eicha shabbos. But it's a little bit dachuk l'chayra. You want to tell me that there's no such thing as hiddur mitzvah after the key mitzvah? I can hear that. You want to tell me there is such a thing as a hiddur mitzvah after key mitzvah? Also can hear that. You want to tell me hiddur mitzvah is deicha shabbos? I can hear that. You want to tell me hiddur mitzvah is not deicha shabbos? I could also hear that. But to go make this chiluk, there is hiddur mitzvah after you mekayim the mitzvah. But a hiddur mitzvah after the kiyum mitzvah is shvacha, and it's not deicha shabbos. Mashenken, a hiddur mitzvah that's done with the kiyum mitzvah, even though the chiluk shabbos is ach v'rak to get the hiddur, to chaperain the hiddur. But since v'nishvi, the hiddur you're going to get is the hiddur with the kiyum mitzvah, then hiddur is deicha shabbos. Meicha teis is such a chiluk. So I saw in the Minchas Ariel, in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Beis, it's Heintiger Sefer, but he says two mahalchim, which sound to me more clear. One name is the Beis Halevi, and the Beis Halevi says this, he just doesn't say to answer the Shagis Ayas Kasha. But he's not going to bother with the tur. What's the pshat in the tur? Once you already did it the mitzvahs mila, it's shaykh to make a hiddur in the mitzvahs mila after you mekayin the mitzvahs mila. He's bothered with the tur, and I want to be meisif a little bit, that he writes there that he had a suffix, and this is Yedua, Briskatera. Now let's say somebody was mekayin the mitzvahs lulav and esrig with a shvach esrig, and now he gets a nice esrig. Is he mechli to take the nice esrig on the din of hiddur mitzvah? So he said, Mitzvah, you can hear, once you're ready, you're mekayin the mitzvahs lulav and esrig, so it's not shaykh hiddur anymore. Not shaykh hiddur anymore. That's why they say over at Reb Chaim, when he would have a very miyuchas thick esrig, an esrig which is mamish, much more becheskes built in murkav, it's an avade built in murkav. And when you have an esrig which is not, doesn't have such good yichas, has a shasha cover, but it's much nicer. So he would take the nicer esrig, the esrig without the yichas first. Because on the side it's a good esrig, so then I was mekayin in the midst of the hiddur. And the side is not a good esrig, so I took the better esrig. I took the more miyuchas thick esrig. But if I take the more miyuchas thick esrig first, then it's not as nice. So then, I was already mekayim the mitzvah, it's not shaykh hiddur anymore. So I could hear a svar, not that way, that the pshat is, I does gate the rein and hiddur mitzvah, since taking a lulav and esrig, the second one is a meisah mitzvah, lulav and esrig. So before, you did a mitzvah without hiddur, and now you have the mitzvah with hiddur. Or you could say, no, once you yate to the mitzvah, it's not shaykh hiddur anymore. But cutting off the tzitzim she'eim ma'akven esamila, it's not a ma'isa mila b'chlau. You're not doing a mitzvah mila b'chlau. What's the pshat that you're doing a hiddur? So the Beis Halevi says that there are two dinim in mila. He pretty much says this. He says there's two dinim. There's a din to do the ma'isa mila. And there's also a din to minimo. He wants to explain that the Rama says that if you did the mitzvah mila before shmini, you yaitz in a mitzvah. What does it mean? It's mavurin. That's not shayach, that it's a ma'isa mitzvah before shmini. So he says, the pshat is yaitz in a mitzvah, meaning yaitz in a mitzvah to be nimo. There's two mitzvahs. The mitzvah to do a ma'isa mila, and the mitzvah to be nimo. So Zakta Beis Halevi, so the pshat in the Torah is that after the pirush is still a hidden mitzvah, because the mitzvah to be nimal is a mitzvah nimsheches. It's a mitzvah that keeps up your whole life. And in the midst of being nimal, being completely nimal, without even the tzitzim she'ein ma'akven esamila, that's a hit in the midst of to be nimal. So that is in the Torah be maskim, that once you did the mitzvah mila, cutting off the tzitzim she'ein ma'akven can't be a hinder. There's no shaykhs to the mitzvah. But the Torah says the mitzvah mila is nimshach. There's a mitzvah to be nimal. So I have a zayif, you can learn that way. So the what's deicha Shabbos is only the ma'isa mila. The mitzvah to be nimal is b'chol not deicha Shabbos. That's time at the Minchas Ariel, and he's right. Lamarsha, let's say you have a case, a baby cannot be nimal on the eighth day no matter what. He's not going to be able to be nimal on the eighth day is Sunday, and for whatever reason, Sunday is not going to be nimal on Sunday. It's not shaykh. If you're not going to mal him now on Shabbos, so you'll have to wait. The mail is gone, you're going to have to wait a few months until you get him to make, until you get him to have a bris mila. So, it's not the eicha Shabbos. Like a milah shleibis manu. It's also, like, I've been a mitzvah of being nimal, it's the same mitzvah. but avada the mitzvah to be nimel is not derech Shabbos. So meila oiba zoya hider in the mitzvah to be nimel is also not derech Shabbos. So this is very geschmack. The Rambam holds that the din of tzitz and shem akman is only a hider in the ma'isa milah. Once you finish the ma'isa milah, it's not shaykh that hider anymore. The Torah holds that the din takar of the tzitz and shem akman is a hider in the being nimel. So when it's loy pirish, so it's all part of the ma'isa milah, it's part of the dechiyah Shabbos. When it's pirish, it's not part of the ma'isa milah. So you want to be mechal Shabbos al sekeli v'aneyu. The mitzvah of being nimel guf is not derech Shabbos. Only the mitzvah of the ma'aseh milah is being derech Shabbos. And it's not a hinder in the ma'aseh milah b'chlal, because the ma'aseh milah is gone already. So here by karbanis, the hinder is a hinder in the carbon. The carbon is derech Shabbos. Havah eschatas is derech Shabbos. The hinder in the carbon. So avad, the hinder is also derech Shabbos. Ma'aseh and ma'aseh milah is b'chlal not a hinder in the mitzvah of making a ma'aseh milah. It's a hinder in the mitzvah of being nimel. And only the mitzvah of making a ma'aseh milah is derech Shabbos. The mitzvah of being nimel is not derech Shabbos. That's a pasha of the teres in the Shagas Hayas Kasha. And it's mamish the Beis Halevi is right. The Beis Halevi doesn't say it as a teres in the Shagas Hayas Kasha, but the Beis Halevi says the shtickle that the Torah's maskim, there is no hider in the ma'aseh milah after the milah is done. And the hider is in the mitzvah of being nimel. But just telling so, the mitzvah of being nimel is not derech Shabbos. So who in the hider wouldn't be derech Shabbos? Nachat Teretz that the Minchas Ariel says is you could say a Pasha Dazach like this. La'olam, when the Teretz says that a mitzvah is Deich HaShabbos, and Kavat, the only mitzvahs we have that are Deich HaShabbos is Korbanis, the Korbanis Siv is Deich HaShabbos, we have Yik, Sirus Omer is Deich HaShabbos, Pesach is Deich HaShabbos, we have that. And we have Nila. We have Nila Bezman is Deich HaShabbos. But La'olam will say that the Zekei Levan Vei was not Deich HaShabbos. Only if it's done, only if it says Aloy Pirish, so then it's Deich HaShabbos, because that's all part of the Maisa Mitzvah. Mashen Kain, stam to do a separate Maisa, B'shvil Zekei Levan Veyu, that wouldn't be Deich HaShabbos. So how come here you could Shech the Shmeina? The Teretz says, Rashi says why. Rashi says, because Shakiveyu no Lepecha Secha. That's more than Zekei Levan Veyu. That's a Naya Dinin Karbonis of Shakiveyu no Lepecha Secha. So also, the Meirbina brings, the Gemara in the Gila brings from, and Davchav Ches, you learn it from Mr. Kevasa, Echad Miuchet Shebe Edroi. There's a din, you have to bring the best. Mifchim and Derecha, the common different Gemaras that bring Psukim, you have to bring the best. So that din, that halacha of Miuchin, that halacha of Kuvei Nolapecha Secha, that halacha of Mifchim Derecha, the Rambam brings the din of Kol Chelev, that halacha is Eich HaShamis. So even though you shekhed the Kusha, but you mechuyif to bring the shmeina, it's a din of mifcha, it's a din of ekvein ol pecha secha. That's Deich HaShabbos. Mashengim by Mila, there's no din mufcher, there's no ekvein ol pecha secha. There's no din echer miuchet shebe edroi stam, it's a din of zekeli van veyu. Zekeli van veyu alone is not going to be Deich HaShabbos. The old makshiri Mila is Deich HaShabbos, and you have a knife to cut with. But you have a pesachener knife, you have a silver knife, and you'd have to be Michal Shabbos to get the silver knife. It's a Kelev Avei, wouldn't be Deich HaShabbos. That's a pshat. This Gemara says, bring the Shemain as Deich HaShabbos, and I did, Ekvein Ola Pecha Secha. Chai also, sounds like a very richtig Teretz in the Shagas Hayas Kasha. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Omele Ravina L'Rav Ashi Nimsas HaRishayna Kachushu B'nei Me'ayin Mahu. What if you shechted the Rishayna? So we're saying that if the Shnia was Shemaina, so the halacha is that you could shech the shnia. So vada, you're going to be part if you shech the shnia. But what if you didn't know that the shnia was more shmeina than the rishena? Because the kachishus of the rishena, the weakness of the rishena, was only b'mnei ma'ayim, was in the stomach. So at this point that you shechted the shnia, there was absolutely no reason for you to shech the shnia. There was no reason for you to think that the shnia is more mufchur than the rishena. But then afterwards, when we took apart the animals, we realized that the Rishena, the Bnei Ma'ayim, were no good. They weren't Mahudir. But when you shech the Shnia, there was no way of you knowing that, so you had no right to shech the Shnia. So what's it then? Yichai v'chatas or not? And the Gemara explains the Shaila. Do you say basa machshav de'azlina? Do we go basa what he intended? The Gavrili surah kamachavin. And from his perspective, from his knowledge, there was no reason to think that there was any heter to shecht it. So, male, that's called the surah kamechavin, hidichayev achadus v'net. Or maybe you go Basa his action, and in the end, we found out that his action was okay, because the Rishonim was a Chushu B'nei Me'ayim. So the Gemara compared this to the case where there was a baby drowning in the water, and someone took a net in order to catch fish. And they ended up catching the baby and the fish. So if his intention was to catch the baby, of course he's putter in catching the fish. It's Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Melacha Shabbos. So even though he's going to be doing a Melacha of catching the fish together with catching the baby, but he has to do the Melacha in order to catch the baby. So Mela, it's Pikuach Nefesh, it's Mutter. But let's say his intention wasn't to catch the baby. His intention was just to catch fish, and he happened to catch the baby. So his intention, his machshava was to do catching fish and shamash, which is an iser, achiv chatos. And he ended up catching the fish with the babies, which that would have had to be kuch nefesh. So we have a shayla, if you go baser machshavte, maisav. The Gemara, and one lashon says it's a machlokes rabba and ravam. And in another lashon, the Gemara says it's dafka by the case of shama, where there we assume that he meant to catch the tinuk as well. But by loy shama, everyone holds that Yechayev. L'maisa, the Rambam baskins that Yepater. Now, the Shita Mekabetzis brings a kasha from the Maram, what's it sad that you should be Chayev? Let's say somebody was intending to eat Chaylev, and he really thought it was Chaylev, ended up to be Shuman. Is he Chayev Echata Savadanat? He never ate Chaylev, he never did the Aver. What's it sad that you go Basim Akshafte? How you go Basim Aisav? If a person did an Aver, so he did an Aver. If he never did an Aver, he just thought he was doing an Aver, but ended up not being an Aveir, so what's it sad to say that Yechayev? So the Shidi Mekabetzis answers that if he didn't do any Aveir whatsoever, so of course the fact that he thought he was doing an Aveir, that's not sad to say that he's Chayev. But here, there really was no Heter of Shabbos to Shech this second animal, because the first one was Shechted already, so there was no Heter. The only Heter is because of Mifchan Derecha, because he's supposed to get the best. If he had no reason to think that this was any better, so Kumtais, he is doing a Melech HaShabbos. And he's doing it without a Heter. Had he known that the other one was Kushiv Neyma Ayim, so then he would have had a Heter. But at this point, from his perspective, he has no Heter, and he did Chil HaShabbos, and he did Chil HaShabbos, and from his perspective, there was no Heter. So Mimela, it is a tzad, at least one tzad, one man the other, that Yechayiv. And he says the same thing with the Tinaik and the fish. If someone puts a net in to catch the fish, and he ends up catching the Tinaik, even if he didn't know about the Tinaik, and even if he wasn't intending for the Tinaik, but since he never caught any fish, so Meli never did any mice on Shabbos. He just caught the Tinaik. The Tinaik is allowed to catch the Tinaik. That's Bikuch Nefesh. Might not even be Tzeid altogether. Tzeid B'mina Nitzer Al-Kupanim. But since he really did catch fish, so he did a Malach on Shabbos. Navas, you're allowed to do the Malach on Shabbos for Bikuch Nefesh. But his intention wasn't Bikuch Nefesh. He B'chlal had no Kavanah to catch the Tinaik. So then you'd have the same Shiloh. That's like the Shita Mekabetzis. Now the Rambam, he wasn't Gairish in the Gemara, at least that's not the way he's Mefarish, that it was found Kachusha B'nei Me'ayim. His Lashon is, it was found the Treifa B'nei Me'ayim. That what happened was, is that the Rishon, really, you weren't Yetzu with the Rishon altogether. The Rishon wasn't like the Rishon was Kachash, that you'll be Yetzu with the Evan, and you're only getting the Sheni on Smifchon and Derecha. His case in the Gemara was that the Rishon was treif b'nei me'ayim. The Rishon was pasul. So the Karinari says, he would think it's still shvei the Shita Mekabetz is kasha. Because the Shita Mekabetz in the Teretz clearly says it's because the tzibu is yetzidei chavasim b'rishayinam with the kusha. But the Teretz says, you have a head to the bring a shmein anywhere else, mifchun derechav. That's not what your intention was. There's a tzad that you chayev. But here, if the tzibu wasn't Yaitzu with the Rishayna altogether. So then, what's the Havan he should be Chayev? What he did was Mamasha Heteri. He did Mamasha Heteri. He brought a carbon Tzibur. What's the Tzad? What's the Tzad of the Gemara that you should be Chayev? You should have the Shita Mekabetzis Kasha. So basically, the Karinar is right that the Shita Mekabetzis says that his Teretz is based on the fact that we were Yaitzu with the Kusha. Or maybe you could say similar, that if you didn't do a Malacha altogether, you just thought you were doing a Malacha Avadi Yepater. But here he did a malacha. There is a malacha of shechting on Shabbos. And there is a malacha of trapping fish. The Teretz says the malacha has a heter. If you're doing it for carbon seber, then it's mutter. So maybe even if you do need it for the carbon seber, But since he had no din to know that, according to his perspective, according to what he knew, they didn't need it for the carbon tzibur. The Emissary had no right to think that they needed it for a carbon tzibur. It turned out they did, but that's not called that the carbon tzibur is matir chil Shabbos. And al derech zeh tinaik, what you're doing, baker, is catching fish, is glad that tinaik happens to be there, but you have no reason to think that it was there. So it means you don't have the head to pikuach nefesh. The ma'aseh, the Rambam paskens, not the way the Rambam paskens, but the ma'aseh v'aslinon. And since, in the end, what you did, the etzem ma'aseh, was something which had the head to pikuach nefesh, or avodas tzibur, so it comes out that it was, that you're not chayiv. Now, Tosis, the ma'aseh v'afilu niskabe b'shnia, asks a kasha like this. According to the man, the Amma b'aseh ma'aseh v'aslinon, that since v'nishvi, it was needed for the carbon tzibur, and you did have the heter, the first one was kechusha b'nei ma'ayin, even if you didn't know about it, that wasn't your intention, but basa ma'isa vazlinon. So Frank Taisa Kasha, the Gemara earlier says that when you shecht shtecha ta'ish l'tziv v'ein sarach ala achas, yichayev ala shniya padr shayna v'afil n'skabalei b'shniya. Even if the kapara was done b'shniya, so Frank Taisis, if the kapara lamaisa was done b'shnia, so in the end, the shechita of the shnia was necessary. That's what was niskapa with. He was niskapa b'shnia. So if the obasim akshavta, you see, he wasn't allowed to shech the shnia. Because how did he know it was going to be niskapa b'shnia? He was supposed to be niskapa b'shnia. But if lamaisa ended up even niskapa b'shnia, you go basim maisa, so why is he chayav al shnia? So Taisis says it's cholok. By the case of nimsa chushim ne ma'ayim, if Elio and Avi would come and tell you that it's Chushim Ma'ayim, you did the right thing. You just didn't know. But the Maisa, the fact is, the facts on the ground was that you were supposed to shecht the second one because the first one was Chushim. Chushim Ma'ayim, you don't know about it. But the fact is, it was. So you say, Basa Maisa Vazlinon. Now, Shegem, when you shecht the Shnia, according to the facts that we have now, there is no way to shecht the Shnia. So even if you end up being the Skaba B'Shnia, but that doesn't make you potter because you had lamaisa no heter timeskab b'shnia. Even in retrospect, at that time there was no heter. So the Achrayim read ice, the Adavid read the says of Shach and Aviezri, Milchus Yandev Paragala Falachet Hazvav. Rashi says the case of the skaba b'shnia was going shenishpach damer rishayna la'achas shchit shnia. What happened was you shechted the rishayna, then you shechted the shnia, and then The dam of the Rishayna was Nishbach, you couldn't use the Rishayna. You had to use the Shnia, the one that you taka shechted. So why don't you say there also, and Yovel Yovi Aymar, that the dam of the Rishayna would be Nishbach, then you would need the Shnia. So why is it different than Chushim Ne'me'ayim? That you say, if Elio would have told you it was a Chushim Ne'me'ayim, then you'd be allowed to shecht the Shnia, so you go by some Aksav. So here also, and Yovel Yo would tell you that it was going to be Nishbach, so what's it be like to shecht the shnia? So what's the chilek? So Teretz says, this is what Chayim say, that the chilek is according to the mitzias that's there now. By the case of nimsa chushim ne me'ayim, the mitzias that was there at that time was that you were allowed to shecht the shnia. You just didn't know about it. You were not mafshit the rishayna. You didn't check the ne me'ayim of the rishayna yet. So you didn't know that it was chushim ne me'ayim, but the fact is that it was. So when we look back at the time that you shechted the shnia, we didn't have the facts. You had no reason to believe. You certainly didn't have any halachic reason to believe that you should shecht the shnia. So it's asumi deraisa from what you knew to shecht the shnia. But as it turns out, the fact is, and we know now that that was the fact at that time. It didn't become chusha afterwards. So chusha ve'imayim means it was chusha already then. So the fact of the matter is, according to the facts that we know now about that time, you were allowed to shecht the shnia. You say about some ice of azlinan and yipater. But by nishbach, at that time it wasn't nishbach yet. So at that time you didn't have that to shecht the shnia. Later it turns out it was nishbach and you needed the shnia, that doesn't make you potter. Taizim yav elio doesn't mean if elio will tell you the future. And yav elio means he'll tell you what's here now, something that you don't know. Well, Elio will tell you what's here now. That could patter you. But to tell you that it'll be Nishbach Adam, that doesn't patter you. Now, the Rambam doesn't bring this din. The Rambam does not bring the din that if you Nishchapa B'Shnia, even in that case, Yichayev. The Rambam says and doesn't mention afilu neskape b'shnia. Why not? The Gemara makes a point of afilu neskape b'shnia. Why does the Rambam leave it out? So zok b'lecha mishnah. At the Rambam held not like Tosis. The Rambam held that this din of the neskape b'shnia is takatoli in the machlokes in the shaila of basa machshavta and basa maisav. The Rambam held that since l'maisa b'poil you were in a neskape b'shnia, you can't be mechayvim on the shnia. You can't be mechayvim on the rishayna either, because what could he do? Avadi could check the rishayna. He thinks he's going to bring the rishayna. But by the shnia, if he didn't end up bringing the shnia, so then he's chayiv. But if he ended up being miskaba by the shnia, that is the same din of nimsa treifim neimayim. So since the Rambam says by nimsa treifim neimayim, where you couldn't bring the rishayna, you put on the shnia basim aysav as linon, who a din, if it wasn't nimsa treif, it was just miskaba by shnia, you're also put on the shnia. The Ram didn't hold the Taisa Schilik. That's like the Lecha Mishnah. Hazak the Svas Emes that he would Neman, he agrees to Lecha Mishnah, but he would Neman that Stafgon was Nishbach the Dam. Svas Emes says, why did Rashi say the case of Nishbach Adam? Why can Rashi say the case? Someone Shechted the Rishayna, and then you Shechted the Shnia, and you decided, you could do either one, you decided to do the Shnia. Why did he have to say the case of Nishbach Dam of the Rishayna? So zok this vasem is because the other case is mamish not a chiddush. Avadi yichayv on the shnia, even though you used the shnia. Okay, you used the shnia, but you didn't have to. You could have just as easily used the rishayna. That's zicha chil shabbos shalekedin. Just because you happened to use the shnia, if the rishayna was just as easy to use, just as available to use as the shnia, the fact that you happened to use the shnia, there's no havin in the pati for that. The whole havin in the pati is if the rishayna was nishbach and you needed the shnia. And even that case, Rashi says Yechayiv. And even that case, Taisus Mechalek that Benim Sechusha Beim Me'ayim at the time Yeshechted the Shnia, you needed the Shnia. We just didn't know. Mashenkin, if it was a later thing, that's not going to make you Patul Mefreya. So on that, the Rambam holds not to be Mechalek. And if you Taka needed the Shnia because the Rishayna was Nishmach, then you become Patul on the Shnia, like the Lechem Mishnah says. That's where the Rambam left out the din. Afilu Neskape B'Shnia. Mashenkin, if the Rishayna was perfectly available and you happened to use the Shnia, that's not going to pat to you. Does look the Svas Emes and sounds richtig. The Aviyazu, the Erev Shach we mentioned, Hilchus Yontiferik, Aleph, Halacha Tezvav, he talks about like this. If you cook on Yomtiv for Chayil, according to Rav Chista at least, you're over on a Deraisa. You're allowed to cook on Yomtiv for Yomtiv. You're not allowed to cook on Yomtiv for Chayil, you're over on a Deraisa. Rabbi says you say Hoyle Mikle Archim. You're not even a deraisa because maybe Archim will come. Rav Chisda has an older Hoyle. So if Shach wanted to know, we'd see if you cooked a Yanta for Hoyle, and then you didn't want to be over on the Isser, so you decided you could eat it. Does that take away the Isser l'mafreya? So he wants to shtel to this Rambam. I mean, L'chayim means to be Machlaikis Taisis in the Rambam. He is Shechta the Shnia, which was Achiv Chatas, but if you lemaisi end up using the shnia, according to the Rambam, you potter. According to Taisis, it's still chayiv. So mele here also, if you end up eating the food, according to the Rambam, he's tiny, you'll be potter. So he's markov about it. Later, in the end of the shtickle, he was namzon that yechayiv lemaisa, but in the end of the shtickle, he brings a mi'iri that says that according to Rav Chista, you don't get malchus because it's asura sofik, because maybe Archim will come and need the food. So mele, lemaisa says asura sofik. So you don't get malchus. So according to Meiri, it's mefurish that even though you cooked for chayil, but if Archim came, you ended up using it for yamtiv, you potter. So you want to know why the Paisan didn't bring down this halacha that when you cook for chayil, you should make sure to eat it on yamtiv in order to take off the yisr. But I think according to this Vasemis, there's a chilek. If the pshat is, you don't really need it. You don't need it for chlal. You decided to eat it, that's not going to take off the yisr. That's like the case where it wasn't nishbach. Well, the kuli al be chayev on the shnia. The Meiri says if Archim came, so you did need it. If you did need it, so then I'm afraid this goes off. And then in the chanami, that would be like the Rambam, that when you shechted the shnia, and then it was nishbach the rishena, so you ended up needing it, so that would take off the iser. Mashenkin, according to Taisus, even after it's nishbach, you don't say im yavel yo, and it would have told you it was nishbach, only on what's the elamaisa. So according to Fchis, it doesn't hold the v'hayim. Since at the time that you cooked it, there were no Archim, so you'll be chayiv. It wasn't meant if the Archim comes later. But if nothing changes, no Orchim come later, you just decided that you're going to eat it, but you didn't really need it, I think l'chuli almi yud b'chayim. That's what should come out according to the Sfas Emes. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba, chayla shemdu l'gregoris achas, v'rotsu asher menon meviu asher gregoris. A chayla which needed one fig in order to, and for a sakana, and 10 people ran and bring 10 figs of asachas pturin. And afilu bezachazet, afilu kadna v'hivri rishayna. Even if they brought it one after the other, it's also pater. And even if he was already healed, it's also pater. So the Chedushim Amichas and the Rashba says that that's of course only if they didn't know that the first one already brought. They knew that he already has a gregoris, the Vada didn't let him do it. So he says, so what's the chiddush that even Mezach is a pater, if they didn't know? What's the chiluk of Asachas and Mezach is if they didn't know? So the Rashba answers that you don't say that they have to know. They're not mechuyev to try to find out because Azar is a reza meshubach. Like Rashi says, the kula mitzvah niskavnu that Azar is lechayla meshubach. The Bia Halacha, on this Halacha in Simin Shin Chav Ches, Sif Tezvav, he says it's dafka when zmano yibo, it's dafka when there's a rush. So then, you're not mechuyev to find out, he does have it, doesn't have it, everybody runs and gets it, and zehu. Vashengen, if it's not zmano yibo, there's plenty of time to get him, he doesn't need it right away. So Vadi Armachuyev to find out. The Rashi goes a little further. He says, what's the chiddush if he was kadna v'hivri? If they didn't know, what's the difference if he was healed or he wasn't healed? So he says, because you might think that as Avi Yigoba Samais of Lakula, before we had a case where Klapi the Metzias Amiti, he had a tchia, but Klapi what he knew, he didn't have a tchia, and we say that he's pater. So maybe the other way is also true. Even if Klapi, what he knew, he had a tchia. But since the Metzias was the Bais HaMaisav, the Metzias was, he didn't have a tchia. So maybe she b'chayev v'chatas. Kamashma, no. At that avada, you only go Bais HaMaisav v'kula. But if, kafi, what he knew, and what he halachically had a right to them on, he was mutif him to do it, there would be no chayev v'chatas b'chla. And the Gemara goes on, Bai Rava, chayla shemdu l'shtei gregoris. Let's say he needs two figs. The eish shtei gregoris b'shtei uksim, and the two figs are two different stems. The sholish buketzach and the three figs on one stem. Hayminayim esinan. What does he bring? Shtayim esinan the chazulei. Edom a sholish esinan the kamayik tzira. They bring the two on two stems because then you're not going to cut an extra fig. You're going to cut only the right amount of figs when he needs for his pikuach nefesh. Or do we cut three figs because then you're doing less tzira? If you cut two figs, you're doing two ma'isik tziras. And he only doing one ma'isik tzira. And the Gemara says, pshit d'sholosh me'sinan. The Gemara's maskan is, avada you do three, you do less b'tzira. Because even according to Bishmol, that says that you cut less barley and you do more harkada, that's because if you cut more barley, you can end up doing more malachas. But here, even though you're cutting three figs, you're cutting more figs, but you're doing less malacha, avada, you do less malacha, even though you're cutting more figs. Just state in the Gemara. So there's a Bavusta Machlaikis Rishainim, and it's called Ribui Shiurim. It says the Gemara has a Shaila, if you have three figs on one stem, and two figs on two stems, which one should you do? And the Gemara is Peshat, avada, you do the three figs, because you want to do less malacha, If you do the two figs, so then you'd have to do two different ma'isa b'tziris, avada you do less malacha. But zechara mavur in the Gemara, that let's say you have one stem with three figs, and one stem with two figs, so it'd be usher to cut the stem with the three figs, because you could do with the same amount of b'tzir, you only have to do one cutting, and here you're cutting more figs, so it's usher. And then it says mavurish in the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara says in Chulin daf yadal, that someone who cooks for a chayla, no one's allowed to eat from it. Because chashin and shemiyarbe b'shviloi. Let's say a chayla needs to eat meat, so someone cooked meat, and there's leftovers, no one's allowed to eat the leftover meat. Why? Because we're afraid if you're going to let people eat the leftover meat, you might put in more. So you see clearly that you can't cook more than what you need. That's called ribui shiurim. You're doing one ma'isa malacha, but you're doing it with more things. So Taisus is bothered that you find in different places that ribui shiurim is mutter. First of all, in Hilchos Yom Tov, you find you're allowed to fill up an entire pot of meat even though you only need one piece of meat, or you're allowed to fill up an entire pot of water, even though you only need one drop of water. So you find in Hilchas Yomtiv that Ribui Shurim is mutter. So Taisa says, because Yomtiv is more calm than Shabbos, and Shabbos they asked Ribui Shurim, because it's Issa Skila, and in Yomtiv they matter it because it's an Issa Lav. And Taisus brings another Gemara. The Gemara says that they used to need hot water in order to do the Mila of a Tinaik, and the hot water spilled. So the Gemara there says, you ask the mother, if the mother needs hot water for herself because she's the Yeledes, and she needs hot water for herself, it's a Sakana, so then you could cook a little extra for the baby. So you see that Ribui Shurim is mutter. So Taisa says, first of all, that Gemara is talking about through a guy, because the Yid anyway can't do it. She's not a Sakana anymore. That's a Machalikis Yishenim. But Taisa is learning she's not in a Sakana anymore because it's after 7 days. She's not a Sakana. So it has to be through a guy. A guy you could do called Tzerchei Chayil and Asa Neakam Meshavis. So that's a Ribui Shurim done through a guy. And then Taisa says that even if you learn up the Gemara that she is in a Sakana and it's done through a Yid, but it's okay, because Ribui Shurim is derabanan. So Mela, if the point of the Ribui Shurim is for the mitzvah Mila, and Mila is Deich HaShabbos, Machshir Mila is not Deich HaShabbos, but Mila is Deich HaShabbos, so to do a derabanan of Ribui Shurim for the sake of mitzvah Mila, that's mutter. But otherwise, Ribui Shurim is aser, if it's stam for a regular, stam, not for the sake of Mila, that's aser midarabanan. So Taisus and the Rashba says the same thing in Be'ah, Taisus and the Rashba hold that Ribui Shurim is derabanan. Now, when you have a heter of bikuach nefesh to cut something, to cut the gregoris, or to cook something, and you cut extra with one betzira, with one cutting, but you cut extra, or you cook extra again with one, it's not that you make an extra pot. I've had that it's also midereisa, but you cook extra, meaning in the same pot with one cooking, with one maisa bishul, you cook extra. So that's the rabbah. But the Ran, in Be'ah, Naftesim and Beis, holds that Ribui Shurim is Deraisa. Emes is also the Ritva on that Gemara in Shabbos. He brings from his Rebbe the Ritva, and Naftesim and Erevin, I mean, the Gemara with the Yenuka, the Shtab Chamima, he brings from his Rebbe also that Ribui Shurim, he says, is an Issa Torah. And the Ran says he has a Raya from Agamara. He says he's Tamani. He says it's a plea on the Rishayim and says Derabon, and Agamara is Mefurish is Deraisa. He says, why? It says, because the Gemara had a Shaila, which is better, Ribui Betzir, Ribui Shurim. The Gemara is Pshita, what you should do, Ribui Shurim as opposed to Ribui Betzir. But the Gemara had a Shaila about it. The Gemara had a Suffolk. It says, Dr. Ram, what's a Suffolk? Ribui Betzir is Zicha Deraisa. It says, let's say they asked, he only needed one Gregoris. And you do two Gregoris in two different stems. Avad Ibing Oiva Deraisa. And Ribui Shurim, let's say they asked one Gregoris, and you could have brought one Gregoris in one stem. Instead, you did three Gregoris in one step. So Yushenim is saying it's only Durabanan. So what's the Havamina? Riba Betzir is Zichadir Aisa. And Riba Shurim, Yushenim is saying is Durabanan. So of course you do Riba Shurim. Of course you do Nisa Durabanan rather than doing Nisa Dir Aisa. What was the Havamina Bechlal? So Zak Duran, it's Muchach to say that Riba Shurim is Dir Aisa. So Ibiza, we have two Kashishver. First of all, how come in Hilchas Yomtiv you're allowed to cook more than what you need for Yom Tov Day Ribui Shurim? And how come by Mila, they were allowed to cook extra Ribui Shurim? If the mother needed for Bikuch Nefesh hot water, they can make extra for the Tinek for Mila. So Yom Tov zakt around two svars. Alam Nish Svar and a more svar dig a svar. Alam Nish Svar, he says it's a Sechiltin Hutra and the Chuya. Bikuch Nefesh is the Chuya. So Mela, whatever you need for Bikurach Nefesh, you have a Heter, it's the Chuyah. Whatever you don't need, there's also Midereisa. Mashen Kein, Yontif, which is Hutra. So since the Ikka Yontif, Melechus Ech Nefesh, is Hutra, not the Chuyah, so the Sveisa Kamayo, the Ribui Shurim, is also Hutra. That's the Lamed Shechilik, a Chilting the Chuyah and Hutra. And the Svaradik Achilik is that Chazal understood by Yomtiv, the Torah said you should go and cook for Yomtiv. The Torah didn't want you to go and sit and figure out exactly how much you need and achas v'shalom cook extra. That's going to be a meat in Simchas Yomtiv. But the Torah wanted you to be bright and cook the way you do it b'chayil. And cook the whole, as long as it's b'terich achas, cook the whole thing. That's how people cook. People don't cook exact. People have leftovers. That's the way it works. Avada, when the Torah gave the heder of Eichel Nefesh, the Torah meant to do it in a breit eifen. By a chayla, no. By a chayla, you have to do exactly what you need for the chayla. That's it. You can't do any more chil shamas. But Yantiv's not that way. And what do you do with the Gemara in Erevin that says you could cook extra for the Mila? So Zak Diran, you're gonna have to say, it's Tumen Ayideh Agoy. Ayideh, Yerevad, you wouldn't be allowed to. It's an Issa Deraisi. You can't do an Issa Deraisi. Makshir Mila is not Deicha Shabbos. But it has to be that you do an Ayideh Agoy. And Ayideh Agoy, it's Mutter to make extra Litzarech Mila. So that's the Machlaikas Yishainim. Taisis and the Rajba hold that Ribi Shurim is Derabanan. And Meli, you could learn up the Gemara in Erevin that they were matter the Issa Ribi Shurim Litzarech Mila, even Ayideh Yisrael. And Lagaba Yant, if there weren't guys on Ribi Shurim. And the Ranolds know that Ribi Shurim is their Isa. Now, by Yantiv, there's no Issa Ribi Shurim either because Yantiv is Hutcher, it's lives in Hutcher and Lechuyah, or because Yantiv is a Svara that the Abishta didn't want you to go and pre everything exact, that they wanted to do it the way you do it, Bechayel, with the Ribi, with the Shefa. And then you're going to have to learn the way Erevin is talking about Yadei Yagai. So first, to answer the Ran's Kasha and Rishainim, the Keren Ayer and Shabbos, and Daf Kuflam and Zayin, and other Achrenim, the Sfas Emes in Beyam, and the Bechonin in Beyam, and other Achrenim, they say that the Rishainim all is Bechal not a Raya. Because the Rishainim all that Reba Bitzira, in our case, is also the Rabbanim. The Ran's case of Reba Bitzira, which he said Zicha everyone holds as the Raisa, is let's say all you need is one Gregorius. Then, of course, two Bitziris are the Raisa, because you already have your Gregorius. The second Bitzir is totally not for the Chayla. Has nothing to do with the Pekuach Nefesh. Avad, it's an Issa Deraisa. Rashenk and Ribi Shurim, this Bitzir that you're doing is for the Chayla. Okay, you could have done less Shurim, but you're doing more Shurim. That's only the Rabbanan. Rashenk and Ribi Bitzir, when you only need one Gregorius, Avad, the Maskim is Deraisa. But that's not the case. The case is you need two Gregorius. So the Achreinim is saying that the Rishainim hold, the Tais and the Rashba hold that Ribi Shurim is the Rabbanan, they hold who and din. If you need two Gregorius, and you go out, and there's two Gregorius on one stem, and then there are two stems each with one Gregorius apiece, that's also the Rabbanan. Because Midiraisa, both Bitsiris offer the Chayla. So Midiraisa, it's also Mutter. You could have done it with less. But Lamaisa, both, all the malachas that you did was necessary for Chayla Sheish V'Sakon, it's also Mutter. So Mel, there's no Chilak Ribi B'Tzira and Ribi Shurim. Rabbi Chanan is Maz, but the Yisayid, they hold that the Yisayid why Ribi Shurim is the Rabbanan is, because which fig are you telling me am I ever the Raisa on? All three could be used for the Chayla. He said he heard such a pshat. You can learn a little differently. You can learn that Ribi Shurim is Bechal, not an extra malacha. Well, if he's there, you'll have the Ran's Kasha. Hipshat and Ribi Shurim is the Rabbanan is because that there's no Isafis Malacha with Ribi Shurim either Isa. So the Ran very good. But Avanda, there is Isafah by Ribi Bitzir Efrekta. So what's the Tut Stadim? Why would the Gemara have even a Havamina that it's better to do Ribi Bitzir than Ribi Shurim? Ribi Shurim is telling me either Isa there is no Isafis Malacha Bechlau. And Ribi Bitzir it's Pasha, there is Isafis Malacha. So Avada, Ribi Shurim is better to do the Ribi Bitzira. But the Achreinim are learning, and the Rishainim that say that Ribi Shurim is the Rabbanan, that's not the pshat that Ribi Shurim has no Esophis Malacha. It does. Rabbi Chanan is Mazbit, but the pshat is, this Bitzira was done for a Chayla. So which figure are you going to take out? Haiminah Mafkis. There's a Hetta for this Bitzira. So who and Din, Ribi Bitzira is also that way. Both Bitziris were necessary for the Chayla. I could have done it with one. Doesn't matter. It's cool that I did it for the Chayla. Mamel, there's no Issa Deraisa. So that's an Achreinim and Miyashiv, the Ran's Kasha. And the Ran says, if Ribi Shurim is the Rabbanan, what's the Havamina? That it should be better. That should be better than Ribi Bitzira. It should be worse than Ribi Bitzira is the Deraisa. Tari says, no, Ribi Bitzira is also the Rabbanan. When you need two Gregorius, and you cut it with a Ribi Bitzira, you cut through stems of Lamaisi, you needed both Gregorius, that's also the Rabbanan. Then also Rabbi Chanan explains, what's the chilk between Dechuya and Hutra? Why is the Ran saying that Ribi Bitzira by Dechuya is an Issa Deraisa, and Ribi Bitzira by Hutra is Mutter? So he says like this. He says, in order to have a Malacha, you need that the Maisa should be called the Maisa Malacha, And you also need that the Tetzah should also be a Malacha. He says, Lamashal. Let's say you have a Malacha of Bishul. If you put up a pot on Friday and it cooks on Shabbos, it's Mutter. Even though the cooking was done on Shabbos, the Tetzah was done on Shabbos, but you're missing a Ma'is of Malacha. You did the Malacha on Friday. If you put up a pot on Shabbos and the cooks Ma'is of Shabbos, it's Mutter. Al Kaponim, you're not over the Isa. Why? Even though you did the cooking on Shabbos, but it didn't cook on Shabbos. It cooked Ma'is Shabbos. You don't have the Tetzah. So Zak Dazai, if it's the Chuyah, so it's like you did the Malacha on Shabbos. So Eina Chinami. So you have a Ma'is of Malacha. Navas. Whatever you need for the chayla is mutter. But since it's a pot that you don't need for the chayla, so you have a ma'isa malacha that's done on Shabbos, with part of its tetzah, is not for the chayla. So you have both the ma'isa and the tetzah, that's an issa deraisa. Mashagin, if it's hutra, so it's ke'ilu you did the malacha b'chayl. The ma'isa malacha was hutra. So that's a chsarin in the ma'isa malacha. You don't have the ma'isa malacha here. So even though this tetzah doesn't have the heter of eichel nefesh b'yantif, but since some of the water has the heter of eichel nefesh, so kumtais putting up the water was not considered a ma'isa bishul b'chlal, because it's hutra. If you're cooking for a chayla sheish v'sakana, you're doing bishul. Whatever you need for the chayla is mutter. Yeah, this extra water that's not needed for the chayla, on that water is it bishul deraisa. But if you're heating up water for yomtiv, so since this bishul is necessary for yomtiv, bishul on yomtiv is hutra. So kumtais is kili, you did a b'chayla, so now it's extra water. Fine, the tetzah is a problem, but you don't have a ma'isa bishul b'chlal ta'as. So that's Rabbi Chanan's pshat. One more on the sugya. Rabbi Kvega, there in Erev and Asa Kasha, Telefil Iran that holds a ribushrim is the raisa. So how does he learn the Gemara that says you could, if the mother needs the water, you could cook it and use the extra for the baby? So Zok Iran, you're doing it all day good. So fact, Rabbi Kvega, if the old ribushrim is the rabbanan, so I understand. To tell the guy to cook the water from the milah, that's aser. Because that's telling a guy to do an issa deraisa. That they ask it even letzarech milah. Vashenkein, to tell the guy to cook the water from the mother and add water for the baby, that's the rabbanan. So, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do an issa deraisa letzarech milah, but you're allowed to tell a guy to do an issa derabbanan letzarech milah. But if you hold like the Ran that ribushrim is an issa deraisa, so how could you tell a guy to do ribushrim? Elamai, you could tell a guy to do an issa deraisa letzarech milah. So why can't you tell the guy stop to cook the water letzarech milah? Why do you need that he should cook it letzarech the mother? What's the chilek? Same thing to Rabbi Kvega Pella. Rabbi Kvega says that maybe the pshat is you'll tell the guy to cook water for the mother. You won't tell him how much to cook. And he himself, usually people aren't so medactic, he himself will probably cook much more water than is necessary, and you'll be able to use the water for the tinai. But to tell him to cook up a big pot of water for the mother, we be sure him, that will be awesome, because you're telling a guy to do an issa deraisa. That's like Rabbi Kivega. Taksam Sefer in Gittin, on the Afchesim and Beis, he was mechavin to the kash, he doesn't bring it from Rabbi Kivega. But he says that maybe even according to the Ran that it's an issa deraisa, there's no karis or skill on it. It's like a zachatzi shir azah. So mela, it's different if you tell a guy to do an issa deraisa, which is mamish karis or skila, or you tell a guy to do an issa deraisa, which is only a zachatzi shir. Rabbi Chanan, in Be'ah Daf Yud Zayin and Kavit Shurim, he says the Teretz, he says there's two dinim in Amir Lagai. There's one din that Amir L'akum is a shlichas azah. In other words, you're not allowed to even tell a guy before Shabbos to do a malacha on Shabbos. You can't have a guy do malacha for you on Shabbos. It's like a shlichus type of an iser. Having a malacha being done for you all your day, a guy is an iser. Another thing is another iser. You're not allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha on Shabbos. Is that dabe davar? You're not allowed to even tell a guy on Shabbos to do a malacha after Shabbos. So it's two dinim. There's a din that the malacha can't be done through your tzivay on Shabbos all day, a guy. And there's another issue. You're not allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha on Shabbos. So Zok Rabbi Chanan, here, where you're telling a guy to do it for the mother, and the male will go, and the ribu will go for the baby. So, enachinami, the shlichus dika issa you're gonna have, because the Ran holds ribu shrim is their issa. So that extra water that the guy is heating up, which is not necessary for the mother, That's an Amir La'akamana deraisa. But the Isser, the Daber Dover Dike Isser, the Isser of telling the guy to do Malacha, that's Mutter. Because you told the guy to cook it for the Chayla. On that, there's no, doesn't pass a Rebbe Shurim on that. That's talking. That's telling him. Since you could tell him to cook the water, you're not doing anything more by telling him to cook one quart of water and telling him to cook 10 quarts of water. It's the same telling. So there's no more Isser. It can't be a Rebbe Shurim in that. So that's Mutter. So Mela, Chazal weren't Mekel to tell a guy to do a Malacha because they have two Isserim. Sai is telling him to do a Malacha, which is an Isser, and Sai is doing a Malacha for you, which is also an Isser. That much Chazal weren't Mekel. But if you tell him to do it for the mother, to cook the water for the mother, so there the telling is a Heter. So Mela, Chazal were Mekel on the other part. So because you have three Terutzim out of Bekveges Kasha, from Vegas Kashas, if Rebbe Shurim is deraisa, what are you gaining by telling him to cook it for the mother? It's anyway deraisa to be marba for the child. So why not? And if it's mutter to tell a guy to do it deraisa l'tzarech milah, so why not tell him to cook it l'tzarech the child direct? You have Rebbe Kivegas Teres that you bechlal don't tell him how much to cook, and you hope that he cooks more than necessary. And that's what I'll do. You have the Chassam Seifus Teres, so Rebbe Shurim is not the same masis of deraisa, it's like a chatzi shir, is that? And we have Rebbe Chanan's Teres, that even though mitzad, the Isser of Amir La'akum, that a guy is doing malacha for you, mitzad that, he's doing taka malacha deraisa with Rebbe Shurim, but mitzad the Isser of telling the guy to do malacha, that you don't have, because you have to tell him anyway to do from the mother. So at least you feshbar, then Isser of Amir La'akum, that's what Chazal wanted. And there's a fourth teretz in the stipel in Be'ah. He says that L'chayitz a very glotted teretz, the stipel's teretz. Come out, you have to know what the kasha was. Because the Ran Gufa says that Rebbe Shurim is only deraisa when it's techuya. When it's hutchus, Rebbe Shurim is not deraisa. So Oyba Zayzak the Ran, this din of Amir La'akum L'tzarech Chayla is hutchra. Called Tzarech Chayla, and that's the Akum B'Shabbos, period. That's hutchra. So Oyba Zay, this thing of a guy doing malacha for a Chayla, that's an inyan of hutchra. So you don't have to say that the Rebbe Shurim of a deraisa, like the Chassam Sefer, that it's not such a stark a deraisa. Or like Rabbi Chanan, that the pshat is an al kopanim, you don't have the issa of Amir La'akam of telling the guy to do the malacha. Even the issa of the guy doing malacha for you, since the ikr of this malacha is a malacha's hutra, there is no issa for a guy doing malacha for a chayil, it's not the chuy, it's hutra. So me'lai bazai, the hutra would pass for the Rebbe Shurim also. That's like the stipel in Be'ah. A fourth Teretz Rebbe Kivegas Kasha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.